101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Joining us on the line, Director at Worksman's Attorney, Achmor Berger-Smit. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Please tell me that Truecaller is okay, because I need it.
Indeed, you do need Truecaller. It is such a wonderful application, and especially where in the times we live in, people feel that they are absolutely abused by spam and at the mercy of call centers and everyone else just contacting them, and they've got no control over this. So, and that is the beauty of Truecaller. You can immediately see, is this someone that I'm not interested in having a discussion with at 10:25 in the morning. So yes, it's a stunning, stunning application. However, and this is where the bad news comes in, there is an issue from a data protection, a privacy protection perspective. And that calls for a realignment of the Truecaller business model. You know, we're in the last stretch towards the full implementation of the Protection of Personal Information Act in South Africa. So all companies at this stage, including Truecaller, should sit up and just have a look and a relook and a verification of how are they dealing with the personal information of data subjects. And on this point, Howard, the biggest issue, or one of the big ticket issues on the with the Truecaller app, is if you download this application from the Truecaller website itself, what it does, it actually uploads your full address book as part of what they call their crowd sourcing features. Right, now, that means all your contacts will form part of this big bucket of caller identities that Truecaller has. And they call it, you know, crowdsourcing, but the reality is I am not a Truecaller. I haven't signed up to the application, which means if you've got my information in your address book, inadvertently, my information will now form part of the Truecaller database. And that in itself introduces some privacy obligations, concerns, because number one, they don't have a lawful basis to process my personal information.
Right, because that you haven't signed up for it. You haven't accepted their terms.
Indeed.
Is that right?
So, you know, that's a concern. And then the other concern is, do you actually know what happens to your information? Their service where they store data, that's not in South Africa. It's in foreign countries. And again, you know, it's their obligation to keep information safe to allow every single data subject that they got information about for that information to be updated and corrected. But I don't even know they've got my personal information under their control. So, you know, these aspects just highlight, yes, it is a stunning application. However, if we look at it through the lens of the Protection of Personal Information Act, there are certain concerns with the practices, how they apply it, and they will have to review that, failing which I would unfortunately suggest they are very likely to fall foul of the POPI Act. And if we look at, you know, just this morning, it was announced that the information regulator said WhatsApp, Facebook, you have to come knock on my door to get approval for what you're doing in terms of your new privacy policy and how you want to deal with the information. So, you know, we're at the forefront of this act coming into full effect soon, and it's clear that the information regulator is signaling she will do whatever she has to in terms of the legislation to protect data subjects. So it's no excuse to say, yes, but we serve such a wonderful function to then transgress the legislation on the, you know, the other side of the scale.
Yes.
And it also, right, this is such an important topic, Howard, that it also highlights for us, you know, as data subjects, as individuals, we need to start to educate ourselves and not click past those terms and conditions and privacy policies and cookie notices if we're on websites or applications. We actually need to read it to understand what will happen with our personal information. Because we can't just abdicate and say, but it's, you know, we've got no duty in relation to anything. We do have duties towards ourselves as well. You know, privacy is not an absolute right. It's something, it's a right that gets balanced with other rights. And you and I do have responsibility. So I know you enjoy the Truecaller app and you said you rely on it heavily, mm-hmm. but you know, have you actually read their privacy policy?
Most definitely, definitely not. And I know that you're telling me it's very smart to do so, but I can't promise you that I'm actually going to. The other thing that fascinates me is this must be becoming, you know, we're talking about it now within the South African context, South African legislation. We've seen a lot going on in terms of Facebook and Australia. These international companies must have an incredible nightmare on their hands trying to devise a system that is compliant with every country in which they operate. I mean, this is a relatively new problem. You know, nor in the past, it was quite simple. You had a South African business, you went then to open a branch in, you know, in wherever it was, and you learned the laws of that country and you were compliant there. But this is just so quick and so almost intangible that it must be a nightmare for these companies.
You know, I can't but agree with you. The world, despite COVID that forces us not to travel, it's a global economy. The technology and through Skype and Zoom and all the technology that we've got out there and Teams meetings, we've broken down boundaries and information flows seamlessly between countries. And at the same time, privacy legislation is a big fire with a massive wind blowing it and just pushing it forward throughout the whole world. Now, Europe at the forefront of privacy, you know, companies there have had decades of privacy legislation and getting used to it. And we've had the GDPR that kicked in and, you know, there was a big hype around the GDPR and everyone implemented data privacy, processes and procedures and policies and reviewed how they do business and how they engage with customers. And I think a big thing in Europe also is, you know, in terms of the GDPR, companies can be fined up to 4% of their global turnover. So we've seen massive fines imposed on companies. And global market participants, like you've mentioned, you know, Google, Facebook, Truecaller, this presents to them such a massive issue because they only have to apply with the European legislation. All the new countries coming online with privacy legislation, they have to keep their eye on that. And what country-specific regulators do, they turn to look at what happens in the EU. How does the EU?
Which obviously
and that is the core thing that companies have to keep in mind in this process.
Unfortunately, I do need to leave it there. I am being signaled to go to the 9 o'clock news, so we do need to leave it there. Amor Berger Smit, director at Worksman's Attorney. A fascinating conversation and one that I'd love to have with you once again.